Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we know one of the things that comes with going through certain types of cancer treatment is a change in appearance. How can you deal with this? Is there an organization that can help? The answer to the latter question is yes. It's called Look Good, Feel Better. And to help you understand how this organization got started and what they can do to help you is 7-time Olympic medalist and 6-year ovarian cancer survivor, Shannon Miller. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I saw this organization on Instagram, actually. I follow another account. And this particular account said that they were giving some of the proceeds to Look Good, Feel Better. And I said, wow, that's interesting. I've never heard of this organization. Tell me about it. What is Look Good, Feel Better?
Well, I've actually been through Look Good, Feel Better. It is it's a free national program, a national public service program. It's dedicated to helping women undergoing cancer treatment, and it's really helping them deal with the appearance-related side effects of the treatment. And I can tell you that's one of the most difficult things. I'm a 6-year ovarian cancer survivor. So I went through the hair loss and the sensitive skin and the neuropathy and all of these things that you deal with. And I think for anyone out there that who has gone through a cancer diagnosis or knows someone, you know that it is being sent into a new world with a new vocabulary. There's all the medical stuff you've got to handle. There's the financial. You've got to still do your job and take care of your kids and all of these things. And then there's that portion of just kind of that normalcy to life. And that's where Look Good, Feel Better comes in. They give you that ability to learn how to take care of your skin and provide you with makeup lessons, because it is a different way to do makeup. When you think about it, yes, you often lose your hair, but along with that, you lose your eyebrows and your eyelashes, and your skin is very sensitive to many things. So depending if you're going through chemo and what kind of chemo, radiation and different things, different treatments that you're going through, these are significant issues. And for many women, they find themselves staying in the house. It can affect your relationship with your spouse, with your kids, because I know for me, my son was 14 months old when I was going through treatment, and I remember being scared to show him my bald head because I didn't know if he was going to be scared of bald mommy. So these are important issues. I think it's important to remember it's not about vanity. It's really just about bringing back some sense of normalcy to your life.
Wow, you covered so much. If you're someone that has never been through it, it's not something you think about, because I know it's not something I thought about. Your makeup, doing it differently. You have to learn how to, do you have to put on more? How does that work?
Well, I think it's a little bit different for everyone, and that's why these workshops are so important. Not just to learn how to put on makeup, but what about the wigs and the turbans and the scarves? How do you tie them? Many women are still working at the time, and you don't always want to be asked about your illness. Sometimes you just want to go to work and work, and sometimes you just want to go get a cup of coffee and get a cup of coffee. And so it also provides a little bit of that that buffer where you're not constantly being asked. But I know me, I didn't know how to put on a wig or keep it on. I remember I look back now, I see these pictures of myself and my wig's on totally crooked. But, you know, I hadn't learned yet. And so you have to kind of go through this learning process. I remember learning how to put on false eyelashes. And again, it wasn't about vanity, but I was getting so much in my eyes. I mean, our eyelashes are there for a reason, to help protect our eyes. And yet I didn't have any. So there are just certain things that you don't think about on a daily basis. My mother is actually a cancer survivor as well. She was diagnosed in 2008. She's doing great. And I think even with her going through it, I didn't realize the importance of those types of things, because you're so focused on just getting better and fighting. But there are those daily issues that you go through.
And if someone out there is listening right now, and I know you said multiple times that it's not about vanity, but doesn't it help you feel better?
It does. You know, I think it's not about, and this is something that Look Good, Feel Better really stresses. It's not about how you look on the outside, but rather how you feel on the inside. And sometimes when you put on a little bit of makeup, and I know for me, my skin was so pale. I mean, I was just translucent. And you put a little bit of makeup on, you have a little bit of color back, and all of a sudden, you gain a little bit of confidence. And when you're looking in the mirror each day, you're just brushing your teeth, and you look up and you see the bald head, and you really have trouble identifying yourself because you don't look the same. It just gives you a little bit of that sense of normalcy. It gives you a little boost of confidence to go out of the house and to really stand up and put your shoulders back, and really gives you that confidence to fight cancer. And I think all of those things are so important.
When did Look Good, Feel Better, when did this organization get started?
So this organization has been going for about 3 decades now, and it's really been incredible. It's empowered over 1 million women in the United States just to reclaim that sense of control, that self-esteem. They serve over 50,000 women per year here in the United States. They have 15,000 plus workshops held across the 50 states. So they're in all 50 states. They're also global, which is great. They're in 25 countries in addition to the United States. They have 23,000 workshops worldwide. So they're helping right now. I think they're up to a little over 1.8 million women that they've helped worldwide. It is absolutely incredible. And I can't stress enough the importance of the actual workshops, because when you go in, and I went through one of the workshops, and I just remember it not even being really that much about the makeup. Yes, we learned things, but we got to talk. And we talked about everything but cancer. We just didn't talk about it. And it was just that nice break from having to think about treatment, having to think about being someone diagnosed with cancer. It was just a nice, fun group of women to get to know and chat and just kind of have that normal conversation.
The workshops, are there different types of workshops? What are they really about?
You know, the workshops are, like I said, they're about learning how to apply makeup, how to tie wigs, tie the different turbans and scarves and put on a wig and keep it on, how to take care of your skin, because your skin often changes during treatment. So it's about those actual tools that you can utilize and take with you, but it's also about the camaraderie, and I think that's maybe even the bigger aspect. It's about the camaraderie, getting together and just kind of, again, the word normalcy always is something that we come back to, because there's very little that's normal. We always call it the new normal after you go through cancer, but this kind of takes you back to some normalcy in your life.
So basically, it's almost like a sense of therapy without going into a therapist's office and laying down on a sofa.
It's girl talk. It's girl talk. It's getting together with, you know, your best girlfriends. And often these best girlfriends are women you've never met before, but you automatically have that sense of camaraderie. You already kind of you have a baseline understanding that everyone's kind of dealing with something really, really trying at this moment in life. And that's okay. And we don't have to talk about that. We can talk about everything else. So it's really just, you know, an hour or whatever that workshop is of just enjoying being with some great women.
Do the women, is there a particular type of cancer that they normally have? And I say quote unquote normally. Is it a particular type of cancer, or is it all cancers? Does it span different?
All cancers, mm-hmm. Any cancer. In fact, they also, in 2003, they started Look Good, Feel Better for Men. They have Look Good, Feel Better for Teens. So they're really trying to cover all aspects of the cancer issue with this program. And Look Good, Feel Better for Women is really just incredible. But you don't have to tell what kind of cancer you're going through. You don't have to say anything about your treatment. You just go in there and you just kind of automatically feel at home with the volunteers, who are so incredible. I mean, these women come in and I know that they hear heartbreaking stories but they are so uplifting and give so much hope and so much inspiration. It's really just an uplifting workshop.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Is this something that families would also benefit from? Because they may not fully understand what their loved one is really going through. Do they have anything for the families of the person that's going through cancer?
You know, I'm not sure if they have anything for the complete family. I think this is really an opportunity for a woman to go in and just have that time with other women who are going through it. There are a lot of opportunities to have the therapy and those groups with an entire family. But this is really just for a woman to go in and kind of take care of a lot of those things that we put to the back burner. I mean, regardless of cancer or no cancer, we always put ourselves to the back burner. We get our kids to the doctor, we get our husbands, we nag them endlessly to get to their appointments, and we take care of the house, and we take care of the family, and there's a laundry list of things we take care of, and then when it comes time for us, we put ourselves at the back of the list. And I'll get there if I ever have 5 minutes alone. And this is that moment where you can just focus on you. And focus on you without having to deal with, you know, specifically the cancer. And so I think that's a really healthy thing. Sometimes we just need that break a little bit. But I do think, to your point, it does help when it gives you confidence and when you feel better from the inside. I think it does help with those relationships with your spouse, with your children. It gives you that confidence. You don't feel like someone with a sickness. And I think having that bald head especially is that constant symbol of I'm going through an illness. I'm going through cancer. And that one's very difficult. And I know I had to kind of get over that hump of, hey, this is not a symbol of my sickness. This is a symbol I'm fighting back. This is a symbol I'm doing everything that I can to get and remain healthy. And you can gain that confidence and bring that into all other areas of your life.
What is a dream girl?
Well, each year, Look Good, Feel Better chooses a cancer survivor, and they're announced as their dream girl. They have this huge event in New York. It is just an incredible and again, an inspirational, motivational event that gives so much hope to so many. And it's a great way to create more awareness, not just about the program, but about cancer awareness as well. So I was very honored to be a dream girl. I think it was 2012, but I'm not positive. Everything's a little hazy around that time. but it was just a tremendous experience, and I was so proud to be a part of it.
Tell me about how you're doing now.
I'm doing very well, knock on wood. I just celebrated 6 years cancer-free. So I'm very excited about that, and continuing to look for ways that I can give back. My company is devoted to women's health and wellness. Even before I was diagnosed, I just actually filmed a show for CBS that's all about cancer awareness, breast cancer, and really all women's GYN cancers. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be airing at the end of the month. So I get to stay involved with so much. I've enjoyed working with Look Good, Feel Better. I have a fitness line that I launched last year, and a portion of our proceeds from everything in the entire fitness line all year round, there's no sales, it's just all year round, we donate portions of the proceeds to Look Good, Feel Better. We feel that strongly about it.
What's the name of your fitness line?
Salto Active. Had to have a little gymnastics term in there, right?
Yes, yes. Wow. Okay. I got to tell my listeners, my smile is really big. I'm trying to contain myself. This is a dream come true to interview Shannon. So if someone is going through any type of cancer right now, as someone that has been through it, what would you tell them?
I think it's always important to remember that the cancer journey is different for every person. We're all at different places in our lives. We have different diagnoses. Even if it's the same exact cancer as your neighbor, you may have different treatments. You may have a different way you're affected by it. So I think it's important to remember that your journey is your journey, and you get to own that. But I think the one thing that we all have in common is the importance of fighting back every single day. And what I've learned is that there are new treatments and new therapies available. Every day, people are working on this and making tremendous strides with cancer. So just keep fighting. Keep fighting for that next day. Keep taking that next forward step. And one day, with all of us fighting together in whatever way we can, one day we're going to get that cure.
What would you tell the families of the person that's dealing with this?
I think often the families have an even more difficult time because you're not in control. It's one thing if it's happening to me. I can handle a lot, you know, put it on me. But watching my husband go through it, wondering what my son thinks, being the daughter of a cancer survivor, I know what it's like to be on the outside, and you feel helpless because there's not necessarily anything you can really do at any given moment. And so I think it's important for the family to remember that, you know, just be there. Sometimes it's just being there to listen when we want to cry. It's there to help in any way. And sometimes those are silly things. Sometimes it's making dinner so that we don't have to smell it because there's a lot of nausea involved. It's understanding that fatigue is not just, I'm really tired this day. Fatigue can be, I used to describe it as laying in bed and feeling like every limb weighed 1,000 pounds. And I would lie there and I would wonder, how is it possible that I'm going to be able to sit up? And then I would work my way to sit up. And how am I possibly going to stand up? And then I can work myself up to standing up. So it's just taking those everyday activities and understanding it's going to be a little bit more. But we need that positive influence. We need our faith. We need to know that people are surrounding us, that we have our team. I always like to call it our team, our support team. They're with us. But one thing I do want to let the caregivers know, and a big shout out to all of the caregivers out there, whether you're a doctor, nurse, friends, family, thank you. I mean, they're our huge support system. They're the people that get us through this. And the one thing I would say to them is don't forget to take care of yourself along the way. Because sometimes you get so focused on the person that's going through it that you forget to take care of yourself as well.
And as you mentioned before, when you take care of yourself, you're able to give more to others.
I think that's so important, and it's one of the things that we really focus on every day in my office is the fact that taking care of yourself, regardless of whether you have cancer or not, taking care of yourself, eating right, trying to get that workout in, trying to get enough sleep and time for yourself, those are not selfish acts. And I think sometimes we think that as women, but they're not selfish, because if we're not healthy, then we can't be here to take care of all of those that depend on us.
Any parting words?
Just thank you. Thank you for letting people know more about Look Good, Feel Better. It is a tremendous program. And I encourage anyone that knows someone going through a cancer diagnosis, or if you are yourself, get more information, because this really is a wonderful program that you can go through and just really feel uplifted and inspired, and also learn a little tools of the trade along the way.
You want to give everyone the website?
The website is lookgoodfeelbetter.org.
Shannon, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
There's also a Look Good, Feel Better for men and teenagers. Shannon also mentioned her fitness line that gives back to this organization all year long. You can get there by visiting her website, shannonmiller.com. Thanks for joining me this week on Hot Topics. I have another brand new show for you next Sunday. The topic, Reclaim Global. Next week's show will be the first in a 2-episode series. It's an emotional interview that you don't want to miss. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.